February 1st through the 7th. Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 10 and 11. That you may come off conqueror. What impressions do you have as you read Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 10 and 11? What thoughts came to you about the needs of the people you teach? Invite sharing. To give class members an opportunity to talk about what they learned in their personal and family scripture study, you could write on the board Doctrine and Covenants Section 10 and Doctrine and Covenants Section 11. A few class members could write under either heading the number of a verse where they found an important truth. Select a few of the verses and invite class members to share the truths they found there. Teach the doctrine. Doctrine and Covenants Section 10, verses 1 through 33. Satan seeks to destroy the work of God. Doctrine and Covenants Section 10 can help class members recognize and resist Satan's efforts to destroy their faith. To give some historical context for this section, you might invite a class member to share the account of Martin Harris losing 116 pages of the Book of Mormon translation. See the section heading for Doctrine and Covenants, Section 3, and Saints, Volume 1, pages 50 through 53. Class members could then search Doctrine and Covenants, Section 10, verses 1 through 33, to find Satan's plan for the lost pages. What do we learn from these verses about the ways Satan works and why he does these things? See also verse 63. How is he working in similar ways in our day? How does the Lord help us conquer Satan in our lives? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 10, verses 34 through 52. The Lord's wisdom is greater than the cunning of the devil. When we feel discouraged about our sins, we can find hope in knowing how the Lord compensated for the sin that Joseph Smith and Martin Harris committed when they disobeyed the Lord and lost 116 pages of the Book of Mormon translation. Consider how you can help class members find hope in this account. For example, you could invite them to share something they learn about the Lord from Doctrine and Covenants, Section 10, verses 34 through 52. See also Doctrine and Covenants, Section 3, verses 1 through 3. Class members could share how they have seen that the Lord's wisdom is greater than the cunning of the devil. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 10, verse 43. How does this knowledge strengthen our faith in Him? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 11. If we ask of God, we will receive. This week's outline in Come Follow Me for Individuals and Families invites us to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 11, as if it were written for us. Perhaps class members would be willing to share something from the section that is particularly relevant to them. How do they plan to apply what they learned? One way to encourage discussion about Doctrine and Covenants, Section 11, is to invite class members to find a principle in the section and then write a question about it. Such questions might include, what does it mean to cleave unto Christ with all of your heart? Verse 19. Or, how do we obtain God's Word? Verse 21. Class members could put their questions at the top of a piece of paper and pass their papers around the room, adding thoughts and possible answers to each other's questions. It might help to divide the class into small groups first. Class members could then share with the class some of the insights that others wrote about their question. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 11, verses 8 through 26. God will give us His Spirit as we prepare ourselves in His way. Would members of your class benefit from talking about how to recognize personal revelation through the Spirit? If so, you might begin a discussion by inviting them to imagine that they were asked to write some truths about how to receive personal revelation. What would they include from Doctrine and Covenants, Section 11, verses 8 through 26? For example, what would they write about preparing to receive guidance for our lives and answers to our questions? What would they say about how to recognize answers when they come? Invite class members to ponder how they will apply what they have learned as they strive to seek personal revelation. As part of this activity, you could share this statement from Sister Julie B. Beck former Relief Society General President. Quote, "The ability to qualify for, receive, and act on personal revelation is the single most important skill that can be acquired in this life." End quote. "See, and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit." Ensign Orleahona, May 2010. Improving our teaching. Include those who are struggling. What can you do when a class member seems disconnected from the rest of the class? Sometimes he or she just needs to be included. Consider asking this person to participate in an upcoming lesson. If he or she does not respond to your efforts at first, continue to show love and concern. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, pages 8 and 9.